We'll start this show with the carry out. This, of course, our nightly segment where I read the news so you at home, you don't have to. Here are today's top stories after what was a promising week where Chicago hadn't seen a homicide in 60-plus hours. The weekend was a disaster. 27 people shot, including two girls 11 and 12 years old. One of the girls was playing basketball in the park. The other was sitting in her mom's minivan outside a dry cleaner's. If there was one way that Chicago could undo 60-plus hours of violence-free living, well, they figured it out. That was it. Governor Rauner is reportedly going to address Chicago violence in his budget address on Wednesday. Sources say he's got an idea to create a new Illinois State Police regiment, which would be 200 officers specifically trained to curb Chicago violence. Although it isn't clear if that's just to protect expressways in the Chicago area, as the governor mentioned in the State of the State, which I hope is not the case, because the optics are not great on that move. We got to protect the people coming to and from American Girl Place. But if you live in the areas affected by violence, there's nothing I can do. That's, you know, that's a miracle. Nothing I can do. That's what it feels like, right? It feels like that when you say we're going to protect these expressways because there's been shootings on the expressways. So there's shootings like every single weekend in bulk on the south and west sides. Today, Milwaukee residents took to protest over immigration and the uptick of ICE raids. Thousands of people marched. But according to ICE, and this is kind of the hard part for me, this has been kind of routine. During President Obama, deportations were at an all-time high, and it seems that if you compare months, the numbers, they're pretty standard. Now, you can argue that maybe that's the problem, that the American government, whoever runs it, is deportation happy. But is that what you're arguing? Or are you arguing that Trump is doing more because of his public stance against some forms of immigration? Essentially, do you not like the practice now because you don't like the new president? It's a fair question. Don't protest. Don't protest me. Don't break my bank window. A new muscular dystrophy drug is available in the United States after the FDA approved it. The drug, made by a Northbrook company, they want $89,000 a year from customers. Yep, $89,000. If you don't have insurance, they got coupons, so I wouldn't worry about it. $89K. This is where we want Donald Trump, right? Where's the tweet? Show him, Donnie! Nothing? How about a tweet about airline tickets being too expensive? They want $500 for a ticket to California this spring break. Donnie! Trump attack! Nothing. How about 12 bucks sandwich deals along Michigan Avenue? No? Well, at least he took down Nordstrom. I mean, their slacks, way too expensive. Way to go, Downey. Oh, wait, that's about his daughter's clothing line. So I guess he's not the president of the people as we thought he was. Hopefully tomorrow. Tomorrow morning, everybody look out for those muscular dystrophy tweets. Playboy is doubling back on their decision to remove nudity from their magazine. Nope, turns out the publication can't live without the nudes. The centerfolds are going to return. So much for that whole dance about nobody does read the articles. Actually, this is great news for the out-of-work airbrushers of America. They didn't have any work for the last 2 years. They're like, oh, thank you. Thank you. Let's start with the hips. Billionaire Elon Musk is suggesting that the only way that humans adapt to the new digital culture surrounding us is to evolve with machines. Yep, we need to merge with the robots. Well, I was wondering when we'd get some good Valentine's Day stories in the news. So, I just think that we're really hitting it off.
Me too. I really think we are hitting it off.
What kind of music do you like?
I like all kinds of music with number 0011001.
Did you see the Grammys last night?
Yes. Should have gone to Lemonade.
I could do that all night. Okay. All right. You get the idea. In the grossest news of the day, former Penn State coach Jerry Sandusky's son, Jeff Sandusky, was charged with sexual abuse of children. That's gross. And that's a hard pass, too. I have nothing to say about that. It's also saying a lot since there was a worm lawsuit filed against Popeyes today, and this was the grosser story. That's terrible. Apple shares hit an all-time high today. Analysts cite optimism for the iPhone 8. Wow, a phone that will probably be worth more than a grand. But how crazy? Highest stock price ever? Even more when they snuck that U2 album onto our iTunes without asking? I thought that was when it was the highest. Just think about how many mediocre albums they're going to sneak onto our iTunes now. They got nothing to lose. In weather, what a day, 45 degrees, but don't get too excited. This Wednesday is supposed to get down to 35 degrees. Might have to start a couple trash can fires. Also, say what you will about our weather, but at least we're getting it easy this year. At least we don't have to evacuate our town because a dam's about to break. What's that about? Jeez. In sports, the Northwestern Wildcats made their case for the first NCAA tournament berth with a win over 7th-ranked Wisconsin yesterday. This without Scotty Lindsey, their best player. On the road, no less. Not only is Northwestern one win away from their school record, which is 20 wins, but they are closing in on getting a top seed and a first-round bye in the Big Ten tournament. What? Who? Where? What? They got a huge game Wednesday at home against Maryland, who's currently ranked. We won't settle for fourth, guys. We want the whole tournament. I want the number one seed in March Madness. Right? Yesterday, last week, it was, I hope they make the tournament. Now, they got to be one of the number ones. And you could make an argument that they could, like, if it was Michigan State and they were, you know, ended up being like 22-6 and they won the actual Big Ten tournament, they get a number one seed. Don't pull that. We shouldn't expect for something less. I don't want to be in the business like, it's just great to be here. We're an 8 seed. No. If they run the table and they actually go far in the Big Ten tournament, I expect a 3 or 4 seed. You heard it here first. Tomorrow, the pitchers and catchers report to Mesa, Arizona for the first Cubs training, spring training, since they won in the World Series. No big deal. I'm going to say that all year. Wow, that's the first opening day since they won the World Series. That's the first Chris Bryant home run since they won the World Series. That's the first loss to the Reds since they won the World Series. And I'll just keep saying it till they win the next World Series in November. It's a good game. The Sox start spring training tomorrow too, but eh. Actually, as a Sox fan, I feel way more excited about this season than the last few because the expectations have been set at the bare minimum. They're already been told it's a rebuild. We're already told they're not even going to win 30 games. So it can only go up, right? And frankly, that's how Sox fans like it. Give us the worst odds and watch us win a couple April series against the Tigers and the Indians. Then you can do the old June swoon, right? We'll accept it. Just right off the bat, I just want to hear one national ESPN guy go, oh, the White Sox surprising. Then we're done. We're done for the rough. Phone the rest of the season in. The Blackhawks have their bye week this week, of course, after winning 5 in a row. This is the first year the NHL is doing a bye week designed to give the players a break from the grueling regular season. It's good for the Hawks to get some rest, but probably tough on the guys selling fake neon Blackhawks balloons outside the UC. They're going to have to switch to some Ariana Grande bracelets or something like that this week. Tough week. And in women's college hoop tonight, UConn going for their 100th straight win against South Carolina. That's impressive. I mean, I won 50 straight games in Madden once, so I kind of know what it feels like. I think from one winner to another. Good luck. And finally tonight, a Texas woman is suing the Popeyes chain. She allegedly ordered a side dish and got screw worms. But not just any screw worm. They were Louisiana screw worms. That's so dumb. That was pretty dumb, wasn't it? That was great. I mean, all night I was working on that. Seriously, those worms will eat you from the inside out. That's the carry out for February 13th. Hey, still no snow, but if you're missing it, we got a special on snow cones with or without screw worms. All right, coming up, Kevin Lampe and Chris Varonis. Touche! They're in for Roebling and Lundy this week. Talk about all the things that are happening in the Trump White House. Also tonight, Bob Kester and author Irvine Welsh. Stay with us. It's a download here on 720 WGN.